Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. If you are new, then welcome. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I help others love and discover themselves to reach their highest potential. If you are returning, then welcome back, and I'm so excited to get into this episode with you. Today, we are covering the top blockers when it comes to facing yourself. So let's say that you have become more aware that you need to face your inner demons. We need to let things go. We got to pull those skeletons out of the closet and finally bury them. But maybe you find yourself constantly blocking yourself. So I want to bring us some awareness so that when we are making progress and we fall into these traps, that we can get ourselves out of it a lot quicker. So the number one thing that can block you from truly facing yourself is comparison. So if you focus on anyone else, even if it's positive or negative, you are taking that energy off of yourself to put onto others. You are trying to avoid yourself in the process. You are trying to deflect the feelings you have of yourself onto others. I've noticed a lot of times, even through the self-love community, that we focus on, you know, don't focus on everyone else because they're really not happy. Everyone's miserable inside. And if they tell you they're not, they're lying to you. Don't believe them, blah, blah, blah. How disempowering is this? Either way, you're focusing on someone else. We must focus on ourselves. It's really none of our business what someone else believes about themselves. We will never be able to truly know if someone is happy or unhappy. Yes, it is important to have the awareness that life is not 100% perfect all of the time, that you're not the only one that deals with your problems. Absolutely, we need to acknowledge that. However, by focusing on, well, guess what? Everybody else is miserable too. Does that really give you that motivation to face yourself? If you think that everyone else is miserable, then you're going to think that, well, what is the point? What is the point? We're all in the same boat then. Why do I need to work on myself if everyone else isn't working on themselves? If we focus on the opposite, that, man, everyone seems like they have the perfect life. Oh my gosh, how empowering is that? It still blocks you from facing yourself in the mirror and focusing on what you have going on, what experiences you've endured, what beliefs you have, all of these things that are important to help you actually focus on yourself. You are giving that power away by comparing it to others. There is literally no comparison when it comes to self-love journeys. We are all on an individual journey, and we all have experienced different things. Maybe we've gone through similar experiences, and that is the power of owning things so that you can help others heal and get through that next step. But other than that, we have to focus on our own problems, and that takes a lot. It takes a lot to look at yourself in the mirror and to say, I really am not as perfect as I try to pretend to be. I really don't have my life together. I'm really not where I want to be in life. It takes courage to do that. It takes courage to take responsibility for yourself. It's easy to see what everyone else is doing and how they're not doing it just right, how they're making mistakes. But always remember, when you point one finger, there's three fingers pointing back at you. So let's not focus and compare ourselves to others, because it truly is not helping you to face yourself in the mirror. The next thing that can block you from facing yourself are distractions, whether intentional or subconsciously. This can be through social media, mindless relationships, activities that are away from self-development. It could literally be anything. If you find that you are on the self-love journey and a thought comes up that you need to work through, but you say, I don't want to deal with that right now. Let me just go focus on something else. You're blocking yourself from truly facing yourself in that mirror. Balance is key. Okay, I'm not telling you to just sit in a room and be a monk and to just look at yourself in the mirror all day and to focus on introspection all over the time. Of course, have balance. But if you notice that a feeling or thought comes up, then don't run away from it. Ease into it. Journal about it. Write it out. Get it out. Work through it. At least just get it out. If you write it out, just doing that is so powerful because that brings that awareness. So don't be afraid to get it out. Don't be afraid to see what's really going on underneath the surface. And trust me, it is not that bad. Even if it seems really, really bad, I promise it's not that bad. If you are still walking and breathing right now, it is not that bad. We can get through anything. We are human first. And our actions at times will not always be the way we want them to be. Why? Because we have our subconscious mind running the show. Things we're not always aware of why we do certain things, but they're embedded in us. But you can't heal it until you are aware of it and you bring it up to the surface. So practice really sitting with yourself whenever a thought comes up that you typically try to avoid. And if you're at the beginning of your self-love journey, then it is imperative that you take some serious breaks. Breaks from social media, breaks from trying to spend time with friends and socialize with other people all of the time. Take a break. Seriously, you owe yourself this. Your spirit is craving for this. Focus on yourself internally and mentally, emotionally. Trust me, it's worth it. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after this message.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome back. And we are covering the top blockers when it comes to facing yourself. So the next blocker that I have is focusing on your limitations. So when you start focusing on what you can't do, you begin to block and disempower yourself. So just as I mentioned the first step, which was to stop comparing ourselves to others, if we continuously focus on, I can't do this, I'm not good enough for that, I'll never be able to do this, this is not, so I'm just really bad at this. You may think that by going through that process that you're actually facing yourself, but you're not. You're not, because you are 100% capable. 100% capable. If you can listen to this right now, you are 100% capable of having power over your life. So if you focus on what you cannot do, if you focus on your limitations, you will block yourself and you will not move forward because you will not believe past that blockage. You will believe that you can only do certain things within your own limitations. So be honest with yourself, of course, but if you continuously focus on what you cannot do, you're going to block yourself. So focus on what you can do. What are you actually capable of doing? What can you do? What can you accomplish? What is within your own power? Focus on that, and you will be sure to soar through your journey with progress. And the last step and tip that I want to give is to not block or ignore your inner voice. Listen to that little voice, your intuition, when it comes up, when your soul is speaking to you, but you ignore it, you do yourself a huge disservice. We all have this internal compass. We all have this intelligence within us that says, you know, I don't think that's a good idea, or that's really not accurate, or let's have some discernment, or whatever. Whatever thought, go left instead of going right, whatever thought that you have, that is coming up, that is a part of your inner voice, if you just, that's not it, I'm good, nah, you block yourself. You block yourself from actually connecting to yourself. You block yourself from becoming one with your soul. You are allowing for that conscious mind to completely run the show, when in actuality, the conscious mind is only responsible for 10% of your actions. The rest is 90%. So if you continuously act within only 10% of yourself, imagine how limited that is. To only act in life through 10%, you're going to feel very blocked. But the soul, your spirit, it's all at the core. It's all the subconscious. So go within and focus on bringing that up to surface so that you can feel more complete along your journey. The next blocker is really just fear. Fear that it's going to be daunting. Fear that it's going to be painful. Fear that it's going to bring something up about you that you don't want to see. Fear itself is blocking you from facing yourself. But the truth of the matter is, yes, you might feel negative or bad at the time while you're going through it, but you are also feeling relief. You're feeling that reassurance. You're feeling that progress and that growth. And that outweighs the feeling of pain. You will notice how you'll begin to feel lighter. You will begin to feel like you're ready to just move forward. You're going to get to a point where you're not going to be scared anymore. You're not going to be so afraid of yourself, but you're literally just ready to drop it. You're ready to let it go, and you're ready to move forward. And you will do whatever it takes in order to get there. Because you realize that the train and route that you've been going on has not served you properly. So if you're feeling that fear, write down, what do you fear most? What are you most afraid of? What will happen when these fears come up? What feelings are you going to feel when those fears come up that you're anticipating? And then I want you to write down how your life is going right now because of you not facing yourself. Which one is most beneficial? That is the route you should go.
So this concludes our episode on the top blockers when it comes to facing yourself. Remember that we are human first. Things are going to come up. It's easy to distract yourself. It's easy to compare yourself. It's easy to not listen to yourself. It's easy to focus on what you can't control. But it makes your life that much harder. You got this. You can do this. You have all the power in the world to get through this journey. I truly, truly believe that if you have come this far, if you are listening to this right now, that you are about to soar. You are about to truly make that transition in your life to owning your power and becoming who you are meant to be, who you want to be, who you see yourself as truly being, who is going to make that impact in this world. You listening to this right now. You listening to this right now are about to make the biggest impact as soon as you can face yourself in the mirror. Believe it. Own it. Do it. So thank you so much for tuning in. This concludes our episode. Definitely follow and subscribe so that you can be updated on brand new episodes every single week on self-love and self-development to help you along your journey. Thank you again and have a beautiful rest of your day.